Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today. Kent Bacchus joins us today talking negotiations with Japan in just a moment.
It's hailstorm with the weather. There might be some freezing rain soon, I think. I can't be sure. These charts are so gosh darn hard to read.
Extreme weather can mean disease for your herd, but you don't need a reliable weatherman to protect it. You need Alpha. It covers 7 clostridial diseases in a single dose, including blackleg and pink eye. And it does it with a long duration of protection. So, no matter how poor the conditions are, you know your herd will be protected. Talk to your veterinarian or animal health supplier about Alpha today.
I mean, it's probably gonna be mild because it's spring right now, but again, you never really know.
Joining us again today, Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. He watches all things related to trade for NCBA and for cattle producers across the country. Says that NCBA remains very disappointed that the U.S. was not a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that has just been signed off by all the countries involved. Of course, the U.S. pulled out of TPP shortly after President Donald Trump took office. And at this point, there doesn't seem to be a lot of opportunity to get a deal, a bilateral deal done with the Japanese.
That's been the frustrating part of this for a long time, is we know the administration has said that they were going to seek bilateral agreements and to make that a priority. We've asked that Japan be at the top of that list, just given the economic significance and the value that means for our producers. We still have a long way to go. You know, TPP, if we would have passed that, it would have been really great for our producers, because we would already be enjoying those benefits. We'd be more competitive, and we could really maximize on this Australian drought. But, you know, there's always I don't know, there's always reality you have to face there. And then the fact is, we still face a 38.5% tariff with a 50% snapback. And that's going to stay in place until we have a trade agreement that says otherwise.
Now, beyond our concerns with the Japanese and trying to get a bilateral successfully negotiated with them, there's the problem of getting NAFTA done successfully. And Kim Backus says there's some legitimate concerns about whether or not that'll happen or not.
Well, I think the biggest bullet of all is the fear of withdrawal. And President Trump's been pretty clear, you know, through Ambassador Lighthizer and other folks in the administration, that withdrawal is still on the table. And if we don't get what we're seeking, then that's always a threat. I hope that they've made enough progress on the issues around automotives and services and some of the energy sector to be able to move forward. I know for ag, those are still there's still some outstanding issues regarding to produce, especially the tomato growers, as well as the Canadian dairy issues, and you know, and poultry and pork access as well. I can't really say if we're going to see a lot of progress in those areas. I know that our government's made a lot of progress on getting a strong SPS chapter, the sanitary and phytosanitary standards, and that's really good. We're very excited about that. I still think there are a lot of outstanding issues, so I'm hopeful that they'll be able to find a path forward. But there's a lot of uncertainty with Mexico's elections, and you got to keep in mind, Canada has 2 provincial elections that are coming up this year too. So trade is it's becoming a political issue. It was certainly a political issue in the 2016 presidential election here, but it's also potentially going to be an issue in the upcoming midterm elections for Congress. We need more people in Congress who have pro-trade views and who can support us there. And I think that's very important with primary season coming along, that people understand where these candidates are on trade. We do not need protectionism. We do not need to look inward. We need to realize that 96% of our consumers live outside of the U.S. Borders. And if we're going to reach those, if we're going to compete, we have to start tearing down those trade barriers. There's a couple ways we can do that. We can either pass trade agreements that open up those markets or we can continue to get into potential trade wars through tariffs, or clog up the WTO process. I think trade agreements offer us a way to expedite solutions to these problems, and that's really something that we need to focus on.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 5th, live on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV's Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,800 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 9,850 calves on cows. If you'd like details on when an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.